Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you once again for tuning in. I'm Laura Coe, your host. And today I thought I would hit you up with a topic that obviously the show is completely centered around: authenticity. Why authenticity? Why this topic? Why am I obsessed with it? What's the deal? To be totally honest with you, I don't even know. When I left my job, when I decided to make a massive change, walk away from a executive pay, a $4 billion business, stock options, the whole thing, I had one word in mind. I just wanted to find something more authentic. In that moment, what that meant to me was something that felt as if the part of me internally, the part of me that feels most myself, was being manifest into the world, and that I felt one and the same with what I was doing. I was successful in what I was doing, but it didn't feel like it was, quote, me, right? Like there was a way in which it felt distant. I didn't feel connected to it. After spending a lot of time with this word, you know, I started looking up. I don't know if you guys have ever checked out stanford.edu, but Stanford has just the most insanely robust philosophy online service. So if you want to go to stanford.edu, you can check out any topic from Plato to Aristotle to authenticity. So I was reading on the history of authenticity, because unlike some people who really like to just read a good beach novel, this is strangely what I enjoy reading about. And I was really struck by this idea that I wanted to share with you guys. What does it mean to do something authentic? What does it mean to do something? Where did this come from? Where did this word emerge from? And what's really interesting to me when I checked it out was that it started coming out of this concept that one should be true to themselves in order to be true to others. So that's what people used to think about authentic, that to be true to yourself, therefore you will be true to somebody else. So being true to yourself is a means to an end to have a successful social relationship. That is not, I think, how most of us think of it today. Today, it's a idea of acting in a way that is virtuous for its own sake, that I'm doing something that is true to myself for just the sake of doing it because it's true to myself, right? I wouldn't say it's just because I'm trying to be true to others in a social kind of relationship. So this got me thinking, like, what are we actually talking about? Because people go on Instagram and they take a photo of themselves and they're like, I'm so authentic in my photo on Instagram, or I am going to be really brutally honest with somebody because it's authentic. And none of that to me is really what it means. And if you read up on the history, it's not what it means. It's really about this idea of this deeper part of oneself and trying to figure out what it is, what your truth is, and how you bring that forward into the world. And so if you think about it as yourself, right? Your deepest self and how you're bringing that forward. It's not just about your feelings and that I want to bring them forward into the world and being truthful. It's also about how you interact in the world once that happens. And so this is what I think I find interesting, and I'm hoping you guys find interesting, is this question. Is it enough to just be authentic with yourself, to be truthful with yourself, if in fact, when you interact with the real world, that truth doesn't have a place, meaning it upsets people, or it's unsuccessful, or it doesn't work within social norms or values? Where's the line where being true to yourself and social outcasting or complete failure in your career or relationship, when is it you're being truthful, but it's actually a problem and something that you might want to work on, like, you're being narcissistic, right? So where is the line between self-indulgence, self-absorbed, and authenticity? Where does that all get cleared up? And that's why I think this is such a great topic, because it's not clear, right? So there's that inner sense of self, the part of us that speaks our truth, our gut instinct, our intuition, if you will. But there's a next part where the authentic self can become self-obsessed and egotistical and self-absorbed. So for me, it's really all about deeply engaging with yourself and then engaging with the social world and going back and forth in a way that keeps that interaction working so that you're not just successful in that you've cut yourself out of the picture, but you're also not being so self-absorbed and egotistical in your own, you know, views of the world that you're not letting in other views. I think it's about being open and curious and interested while remaining true to yourself. That's a lot. I hope you liked it. If you want to check it out, put it up on my site. It's stanford.edu. It goes through the whole history. It talks to you about Kierkegaard and Heidegger and the history of it. For those philosophy lovers out there, it's quite a read. It's a little heavy even for me, but that's the question. And for each of you out there, I hope you take a minute today to really think about, you know, how do you think about being true to yourself? Do you feel it's a problem because you're worried that you'll become self-absorbed? Are you so into your own views that you've become self-absorbed and you're not thinking about the needs of others? Where's that line? How do you find it? And that's what makes it an art form, the art of authenticity. That's why I named this podcast what I did. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked today's show. I've been asking people in the last couple episodes, if you wouldn't mind hopping over to iTunes, leave me a review. I'd love to hear from you guys. It helps the show. And the more we help the show, the more it gets out there, the more I can continue to do this. If you can just hop over, leave a quick review. It takes 2 minutes. I'd really appreciate it. And thank you all for listening.